Hello. I'm here today to recommend a book that has had a tremendous impact on my life, and I think it will have a tremendous impact on yours. You know, as a minister of Christ, I desire to be used as an instrument to bless His people. And one of the ways I can do that is by recommending to you other men of God and other books that have been a great blessing to me. I remember one time in, I think I was in Romania, and people were getting up giving testimonies, and a girl got up, and immediately I put my head down because she said, "I want to testify today that I praise God for the day that I met Paul Washer." And I thought, "Oh Lord, no, no." But then she said this, "I praise God for the day I met Paul Washer because through him, I met Charles Spurgeon, the Puritans, and the Reformers." And I thought, okay, that's better. And I've had many people come to me over the years and say, "You know, Brother Paul, you mentioned this person and that person and this book and that book. And I went out and I bought the book, or I listened to the person, and it was such a blessing in my life." And so I want to do that today with a very special book, written by a very special man who has had an impact in the life of countless servants of Christ, not only in the United States, but also around the world. There's hardly a place in the world I can go where someone doesn't ask me about this man. And it's Albert Martin. And he has a book, and this is volume one of three volumes that are going to come out. And this is called Pastoral Theology, The Man of God, His Calling, and Godly Life. Now, the other volumes that are going to come out also in this work are Volume 2, The Man of God, His Preaching and Teaching Labors, and Volume 3, The Man of God, His Shepherding, Evangelizing, and Counseling Labors. Now, I wrote a recommendation for this book, and rather than simply just speak off the top of my head, I would like to read to you this recommendation and also the recommendation from other men of God that I know. I wrote this about this first volume. "It is a treasure trove of biblical and experiential wisdom from a man who has faithfully served the Lord and his people in the pastoral ministry for several decades. Books about pastoral ministry and expository preaching abound. But this is a book about the man of God and the biblical truths that must define his character and conduct in the church of the living God. Nearly every malady in the church today would be remedied if the pastors and congregations of Christendom would adhere to the biblical truth that is recorded here." Now, I want to say something very important, and I say this sincerely. "I cannot even calculate the errors that I would have avoided and the usefulness that I would have attained if this work had been available to me at the beginning of my own walk as a minister of Christ. This book is a must-read for every young man who is entering the ministry and for the seasoned minister who has never been privileged to sit under the tutelage of godly elders in a biblical local church. For the sake of God's glory, the honor of Christ, and the good of His church, please read this book over and over again." One of the things that is so sad about our generation is that we forget about future generations. And we seem to always be involved in reinventing the wheel. And that is not necessary. We see in the New Testament and in the Old the need to pass down truth, biblical tradition, from one generation to another. And here we have a man who has literally spent decades in the ministry. And not only that, but has devoted himself to something very unique today, very difficult to find. He not only believes in the inerrancy of Scripture, the infallibility of Scripture, but when you read this book, you will see that he believes in the sufficiency of Scripture, Scripture alone. This book is not a man writing his opinions, or he's figured out psychologically some form of leadership skill. This is a man who is drawing his life and his ministry from the Scriptures. And you know, I look back on so many years of being alone and without tutelage and having to learn and relearn things, sometimes by trial and error. And I think if I had had this book at the beginning, my life would have been more fruitful and I would have fallen into less ditches on both sides of the road. Now, I want to read to you also what some of my acquaintances, some of my friends have said about this book. Dr. Joel Beakey, he said, "When I was a young minister, I came across a series of audio recordings by Al Martin that proved to be a gold mine of wisdom." Now, this is Joel Beakey. "Opening the Holy Scriptures and leaning on the solid teaching of classical writers, these pastoral theology lectures both clarified God's calling and motivated God's servants to preach God's word and shepherd his flock in accordance with the whole counsel of God." Jeffrey Thomas writes this, "Dr. Al Martin poured a lifetime of study into lectures on the pastor and preaching. He delivered them annually to his Academy of Theological Students who met at the meeting place of his congregation in Montville, New Jersey. While he taught them, he was engaged week by week in the dynamic of a growing and demanding pulpit and pastoral ministry." You have to understand something, that if you go back into church history, the Reformers and the Puritans, you will find that the great theologians and the great Bible translators were also pastors tied to the local church where they ministered, the local church that they loved. This is one of the powers of this book. It's not just raw exegesis, but it's the study of Scripture in the context of the local church and how to apply the unchanging truths of God in the context of God's people. Listen to what Dr. Sam Waldron says. And Dr. Sam Waldron is, in my opinion, one of the best theologians out there today. As a matter of fact, whenever I have a question, he's probably one of the first persons that I'm going to call. He says, "I am glad that Pastor Al Martin's lectures are being made available to the broader public. It is with great pleasure that I remember the many Friday mornings at the Academy when we were made the beneficiaries of his discerning studies in pastoral theology." Now think about this. One of the disciples, one of the men who came forth from all this teaching, is himself a pastor theologian, Dr. Sam Waldron. And then Brian Borgman says this. Now Dr. Borgman is, in my opinion, one of the best expository preachers that we have today. And his preaching is marked not merely by correct exegesis, but also by the power and life of the Holy Spirit. He says, "Pastor Martin's lectures have made a tremendous impact on my life and ministry, but Pastor Martin himself has made a bigger impact. I wrote my doctrinal project on his theology of preaching, and it started a wonderful friendship. I am so thankful that these lectures are being put in print. They represent the choicest fruits of his labor. All glory be to Christ." Now again, it's pastoral theology, the man of God, his calling, and godly life. And this is volume one, and there's two more volumes coming out. It is produced by Trinity Pulpit Press. And listen, young men, listen to me. You don't have to go this on your own. You need more than just a few courses in pastoral theology. You need to sit under the tutelage of godly, godly men. And I know that that's not always available to us, but you can find years and years and years of biblical study and pastoral experience in this book. And if you, it doesn't matter to me. You say, "Well, I'm going to be a missionary or I'm an evangelist." That doesn't matter. You need this truth because all true ministry is going to be done in the context of God's church and for God's people. So trust me, I really recommend this book. It's been a help to me, and I know it will be a blessing to you. Thank you.